What's up? This is Josh from JustUsGeeks.com, and you stumbled upon episode 137 of the Just Us Geeks podcast. Episode 137, lovely titled Fun on a Bun. So that's where we hope you have some fun on your
bun.
We hope your buns have fun with us this week for episode 137 of the Just Us Geeks podcast. Joining me for episode 137 of the Just Us Geeks podcast is one Matthew Lamar Wood.
Lamar?
Yeah.
I love that.
What's up, Lamar?
Let's go with it. Hello.
There was a former Lamar on the show. And one Logan Barnes.
Hello, Internet.
And one James, I'm a Believer Stratton, is returned for episode 137 of the Justice Geek.
How was
trick-or-treating last week, Shrek? Did Donkey travel with you?
I'd just like to defend myself. I do not look like Shrek.
Not at all.
At all.
Just exactly what I said last week.
And I was working. I didn't even get to go trick-or-treating.
You could have trick-or-treated
so
in the
sad.
Hotel.
Yeah. I really could have, and I could have met Sam Jackson. He was staying at our hotel.
He's the Sam Jackson?
Yeah, the Sam.
Samuel L.
Samuel L.
Say his
Snakes
whole name.
On a plane.
There you go.
Jackson.
You really should have just went knocking on doors.
He's filming a movie. Like, he's directing a movie.
Is it the Renee Zellweger flick down there?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
They have rented out the hotel that we stay in, so the entire crew is there.
Ooh.
And so I could have met him, but I chose not to go trick-or-treating.
Get out of here, fool! I wonder what Sam Jackson would have said if he just
if I'd have just showed up.
Knocked on his hotel door.
Trick-or-treat?
Trick-or-treat.
He'd probably given me like the little soap or something and be like, gone.
What kind of candy would Samuel L. Jackson give out?
Cocaine.
I was going to say with Mr. Goodbars, but if we're going to go cocaine, cocaine.
Or Royales with cheese. I mean, either one of those.
Can you give me a Royale with cheese, please?
Yeah. As long as he's not the... What if you trick-or-treated as the Mr. Glass guy from Unbreakable to his house and then like...
With the hair?
Yeah, and then like fell down but never got up. God. Like, ah! Oh, yeah! It'd been hilarious.
He'd probably drug me out into the hallway and just left me.
Oh, snap. I done shot James in the face right in the back of the car. Okay. So you don't look like Shrek. You didn't trick-or-treat as Shrek,
nope.
But you are joining us for episode 137. Fun on a Bun this week, ladies and gentlemen. So to get things going, we're just going to skip Tweet the Geeks and we're going to go right to... That's far too far. That's way
the end of the episode.
It's the end of the show. Yeah.
Hey, good night, everybody.
Fat fingers.
Thank you for watching.
Watching
episode 137. Fun on a Bun. The byline is fat fingers. It's fine. Sorry, it's fat fingers. It's fine. There are no fat fingers in the force.
Peter Griffin.
That's true. Blue Harvest. All right. So today, the day of this recording, news...
History was made.
No.
Sort of. News broke, and the tagline to Star Wars Episode 7 was revealed.
They dropped the Episode 7 completely.
Yeah. And it's just called Star Wars, The Force Awakened. Now, we did an article about this over at JustUsGeeks.com, so... there's really not much. If you're hearing this, you don't already know from seeing the article over at the website. But go check it out anyway, just because you like us. And basically, before we're going to kind of use this as our own Tweet the Geeks this week. What do you guys think about this? They dropped Episode 7. They dropped all that. It's just Star Wars, The Force Awakened. Logan, what do you think?
I really think they dropped the Episode 7 because they want to do more than 3. You really know they do. And I think that people wouldn't take Episode 19 very seriously.
Well, so. I think Star Wars fans would.
You have to stop counting at some point.
You can keep going because Lucas always, always said it was on the THX Master on the VHS trilogy that there was, 9 parts?
Yeah.
And I say, go with what Disney was originally doing. Do the 9 movies, but then in between years, you can do your spinoff movies. Yeah. And then you don't have, you can keep the episode 7, 8, and 9.
Yeah, I feel like I agree with that. The episodes would really set them apart from the.
Right. It would make them the main storyline. Yeah. And then you have the other spinoff movies where, you know, you don't have to go see it. But I guess, you know, if you're a major company, you want everybody to go watch your movie. But
yeah. But do you think that, that maybe perchance they dropped the episode number because the prequels were so bad?
No.
Okay, good.
No.
I still don't know really how I feel about this. Matt, what do you think?
I think the dropping of the number of the episodes is there. It's been how many years since the last?
Not long enough.
Major
episode
Star Wars movie
came out in like what? Like, oh,
five or six.
It's been a while. And they're really, this is a whole new face for Star Wars. This is all completely new to everybody. And I think
they just
want to make it.
Well, it's a clean break.
It is a clean break and they just want to make it their own thing. And I think that's why they're dropping they're not sticking with the episode thing.
Like, well, I mean, J.J. Abrams is doing this one, and he also did Star Trek, and they reset the numbering for the Star Trek movies, too. They didn't go right into Star Trek a billion for the newest film.
Well, so. I mean, 11. Yeah. Come on.
He's making it his own thing, and it's he's not necessarily.
But what do you think about the name, The Force Awakened?
The Force Awakened? I don't know.
It's too much of a throwback or a callback to The Force Unleashed.
I just think that it's cheesy. I think that, like, although...
Unleashed, sound, Awakened, Unleashed. Ugh.
Yeah. Although, I read an article...
Can't do it, though.
I read an article on Cinema Blend earlier that said that the title gives way to the plot somewhat, which I don't really believe, that they were talking about how it awakens Palpatine and Vader, and then it awakens the Force in Leia and in the Solo children and all this other stuff that I think these people were just writing an article that we kind of assumed, you know. But I still feel weird about the whole midichlorian thing. And it just kind of reiterates that in my mind. That's just me, though.
Yeah, I was never a fan of midichlorian.
No.
Hey, it was in his original notes. He wanted to do that the whole time.
But it's...
Which is like a scientific explanation for some magical
growing up with the original trilogy and there never being any mention of it in it, when he does stuff like that, you just, you know, it ruins everything. You're like, that's not... It's not how it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be like a religion, and it's just a faith-based belief.
Yes, and I think that's why people caught on to it so well.
Well, you know? But, I mean, you got to give a reason. Why are the Jedi special? Are they just born attuned to this magical thing?
Yeah, that always worked for me. I've never had to have an explanation.
Me too, as a kid. I never once crossed my mind. I just thought they were different.
Yeah.
Because they were blatantly aliens. Yeah,
they had lightsabers.
Yeah.
So they were special.
And it was the lightsabers.
And that was a big deal. Yeah.
That's good.
Thank you.
The Force Awakened title, though, that leaves me like, hasn't the Force always been awake? I mean, it's been used through.
You mean to tell me the Force went to sleep?
Yeah, most of the Jedi.
Well,
died.
you know how in between the Dark Knight and the Dark Knight Rises, there was that 8-year gap that he wasn't Batman. Okay, so in between Episode 6 and Episode 7, there is an 18-year gap or so of it just takes a break. It just hangs out in its castle and does its own thing. And then it's going to wake up and it's going to try to fight Bane? Yeah, it's going to fight Bane.
Bader. I don't know.
Darth Bane.
Darth Bane.
I'm still, I don't know. But I guess my question really is, do you guys like Star Wars? Is this something that you prefer over like Star Trek? Or
I think that's obvious at this point.
Really? I mean, you're a fan?
Over Star Trek, definitely.
Yeah. Well, and a lot of people are like, you have to like Star Wars or Star Trek, and I'm not that way.
Nay.
I like them both.
They're both totally different.
You don't have to pick a side.
Why do you like Star Wars, man?
You can enjoy both. It's just, it's more exciting. It's more appealing to me.
Hold on. I don't mean to interrupt you when you say exciting. Have you seen the original motion picture? 90 minutes of a model going...
And a dude's finger, like, dropping in every now and then. Sorry.
It seems like Star Wars is more accessible than Star Trek. With Star Trek, there's there's the show and there's
yeah
billions of hours of content. And with Star Wars, there's...
Well, that's true. In Star Wars, there's the literature and everything else.
Well, yeah, yeah. But I'm just talking about film and film yeah. format.
Well, see, for me as a kid...
Because I can't read.
That's my thing. That's my thing.
That's definitely not going to be your jam of the week. Reading.
It's good for you, kids.
What's your jam of the week? I'm just playing.
I was getting ready. I was pulling it out.
Matt, what's your jam of the week? Curious George goes to town.
Love it.
I'm learning my phonics.
How he gets away from the man in the hat, I don't know.
I'm so confused. What's this monkey they talk about?
Monkey.
I'm kind of with you. Like, for me, and I don't really count like Next Generation in it because Next Generation is totally its own animal too. I still sort of prefer Star Wars over Star Trek because of Next Generation. But Star Wars is like this, you know, this grand, huge epic. And I always saw it as larger than Star Trek. You know, I mean, it encompassed galaxies and all kinds of people that you only got to meet every so often in Star Trek. But in Star Wars, everybody was in play. And they were blatantly good guys and blatantly bad guys. And sometimes there were more bad guys than good guys.
The characters were more interesting.
Exactly. Like Han Solo. The first time I watched that movie, I really didn't know which side he was on. So to me, that's why it was more appealing. James, what about you? Star Wars or Star Trek? You like it?
Equally.
Equally.
Love them both.
What do you love about Star Wars?
I mean, it's just the space opera. It was the first space opera type that I was ever introduced to. It had, you know, everything in it. It has something for everybody.
Yeah.
And it's just fun to watch.
Yeah. There are characters you can identify with. And, you know, for the time, the technology was pretty great.
Oh, like, yeah.
The effects were awesome.
Oh yeah. I love the original cut. I hate all the... You know,
they're bringing that back. The actual original cut. I don't know that it exists.
It does. It does exist, but Disney does not own the rights to it.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
Fox owns the rights to episode 4 in perpetuity. Mm. The episodes 5 and 6 revert back to Disney in like 2020 or something. So it's... Mm. Unless Fox signs on and says, yeah, we'll go in with you and we'll get a cut of this.
Disney just needs to be writing Fox a big check for a lot of stuff.
Well, they've already done that.
Yeah, that's true.
But I think that if Disney and Fox can come to some sort of an agreement, and I mean, it happens because just this year with Halloween, you know, there's been three or four different studios that have released Halloween movies. They all came together and released the big box set of all the Halloween movies.
Right, right.
So I feel that if the two studios can make an agreement, then we might eventually see a declassified or specialized edition, like an official despecialized. You can go to like StarWarsDespecialized.com and download it for free. Some guy did it himself. He took the color timing from the HD, like the Blu-ray version, and upscaled the Laserdisc, which is the last high quality version of the original trilogy you could get, upscaled it to HD, color timed it with the Blu-ray, and released it online.
Wow. So you can, I did not know that.
You can watch, just Google Star Wars Despecialized Edition, and you can
don't mystery search it.
No, don't mystery search.
Actually Google it.
Just Google.
Logan, what about you? Star Wars?
This is tough. I mean...
You don't have to like it.
Yeah, I mean, Star Wars has never been, like, a huge thing in my life. I didn't really, like, grow up around the time that, like, Star Wars lunchboxes were cool or anything like that.
Yeah, you're young.
But it's just, I mean, I do prefer Star Wars to Star Trek, for sure, because I think in that world you can tell better stories, more exciting stories than Star Trek's, like, political world.
Well, but Star Wars is very political as well. Yeah. Although it doesn't really
episode
focus
one
on
that. Was an entire 2.5 hours about space treaties and
but it's like
episode one
and your beats.
Your beats.
It's like campy politics. It's like very blatant. It's not like the Star Trek's like very subtle.
E.T. was in episode one.
He was, yeah.
The whole E.T. races.
R2-D2 was in the remakes of or the new reboots of Star Trek.
What?
He was space junk.
Space junk.
Oh yeah, he was. I forgot about that. That's
He's so much more than space junk.
Yeah, he's the droid that connects to our heart. So, but you, you don't even like the new Star Trek series?
The new Star Trek movies I like a lot. They're a little more action-y. They're, I don't know. I hate to sound like the person who's like, it's not bright and colorful, so I'm not going to watch it.
Well,
but
it's
very bright. But yeah.
That's exactly
flares.
How I am.
It sounds like
I'm not going
to
watch it.
It sounds like you're geared up to like J.J. Abrams' version of Star Wars, though.
I've been inundated with Star Wars though now, mm-hmm. and it kind of I'm tired of it really.
What about you? You think he's going to do well, James?
Is anybody else worried that how many suns are on Tatooine? Two, three?
Two or three?
How many
lens flares can that many suns throw out?
Oh my god!
Hopefully not many.
That's the only. I love J.J. Abrams.
It's
I like him
be
as
a good
creator.
Yeah.
I like him as a director. Even his wife said on Into Darkness,
exactly.
like,
it was
why
like, too
do you
much,
have
bud.
So many lens flares?
Yeah, it's
And he
it's
was
too
like,
much.
I took some out. She's like, you didn't take enough out.
Yeah.
And but, that's the beauty of the internet. You can, you know.
But I'm hoping
people,
that
the feedback
that Disney,
that
like,
you.
Well, number one, there it is in line with another series, like a six more movies. So
yeah.
I'm hoping that Disney will keep him in line and be like, look, you know, yes, it's your movie, but you got to make these things.
I really hope they take the Marvel approach to this. I mean. To an extent, I guess
what,
I'm
just
kind
be
of
like,
a
lot. Okay,
a
Disney's
lot they
like,
can do
I'll,
with it.
I own Lucas. Well, Disney owns Lucasfilms, but here you go, do your own thing.
Yeah,
yeah.
I do wonder how much Lucas has consulted on this, because supposedly the story came with the buy, like
right.
The episode 7 story he wrote.
The outlines for 7, 8, and 9 came with the buy.
Yeah, and is a fan. Is a fan who loves the property but hates George Lucas.
Oh God, I hate him.
I don't know how I feel about that. A documentary that you folks should watch out there. If you're if you have kind of liked Star Wars, if you're thinking about looking into it, or if you're just a diehard fan and you've never seen this, a documentary you should check out is George Lucas, The People versus George Lucas. Oh my gosh,
such a good documentary,
and he is such a douchebag.
Yeah, you just if you don't hate him already when
you
watch that,
you will
hate
that.
Him.
Oh man, you'll hate his face. So I love the property, don't really love the creator, and it kind of goes back to the midichlorians thing you were talking about, Logan. Like. He has basically retconned the original cut of this movie so much that I don't care if they were in the notes. When basically the original version of the movie doesn't exist, that doesn't exist. You can't throw this in, later on down the road with some whimsical character like Jar Jar Binks and think you can get away with it.
Well, this is coming from the same guy who... Like went to Congress and said, we've got to preserve art. We got to keep art original, preserve it and keep it as it was intended by the original artist. And then he goes...
I'd have just laughed at him. I'd have been like...
It seems like he wanted it to...
And then he goes and ruins...
greatest properties of all time.
I mean, I can't watch it anymore. It's,
ruins? My question to you is, if you didn't see the original cut ever and you just watched the remastered versions, would you hate them that bad?
Probably not.
What I'm saying is
I grew up with the original cuts.
So you're not mad at his artistic direction. You're mad at him changing your childhood.
I'm just mad,
that he
Logan.
Owns. He owns your childhood.
It seems like he wanted
he doesn't
it to,
anymore.
He wanted Star Wars to
Disney owns my childhood
advance
now.
with technology. If he could make it better, he wanted the opportunity
I know,
to make
but
it better.
When do you get to the point of enough is enough?
I mean, where's the line?
When the money stops coming in.
When he gets his original vision, that original artistic vision.
He said that he would never have his original vision because technology is always changing, so he wants to always update it as the technology changes. Well, then it's lost the magic.
Well, and see, that's the thing. Like in the late 90s, early 2000s, when they re-released the original trilogy into theaters.
I remember that.
Oh, man. I was so stoked about that, because here's my chance to see Star Wars on the big screen.
In theaters.
On the silver screen. And then they changed it. I mean, it's not that the experience was great because it was Star Wars on the silver screen, but it wasn't that Star Wars. We, for Christmas that year, my group of friends, we would all pitch in together for each other Christmas gifts or whatever, and we all pitched in for one of our pals, the trilogy on VHS. So I know that at least that copy still exists somewhere, but besides that, like they did that, I don't know. That's, I think, in turn why fans, true fans who waited in line for the toys, who waited in line for the new trilogy, were so disappointed with the quality, because technology aside, it didn't meet the standard that the original trilogy set.
I mean, the original trilogy, all the effects were, they were done, you know, on the fly practically. I mean,
yes.
the land
practical effects, yeah,
was like a golf cart or something, and they just took Vaseline and put it on the bottom of the lens to where you couldn't see the wheels.
Well, and see that's
it looked awesome.
That's
you don't
a lot
have
of
to have a CG, you know, thing. It's just make the model and just set it out there.
That's why I'm on board with J.J. Abrams, because he's doing more practical effects than special effects. And I think that's going to be awesome. The new build of the Millennium Falcon that people have taken photos of online is pretty stellar. I'm pretty stoked about it. But, you know, that's just, I don't know, like, people get so bent out of shape about Star Wars. It's not like,
I think they're just highly defensive of it because it was...
It's their thing, you know?
It was such a major part of our childhood.
Well, and it really gave geeks the first opportunity to go mainstream. Mm-hmm. Here's this huge epic on film that totally fits these people's personality. I mean, my God, the guy did American Graffiti before this, which is a great movie, but not Star Wars, you know? So I don't know. I like the direction Abrams has taken it in. I'm still kind of skeptical because I guess I'm going to be skeptical of Star Wars.
Well, we've been burned so many times before that we just don't... You're just like, well, I mean, I'm going to watch it, but...
Yeah.
Honestly, though, after this movie comes out, I want to ask you, like, if this movie would have come out when the original trilogy did and did all the same things and was the new sequel, would you still appreciate it, or would you still be burned by it even if 1, 2, and 3 didn't exist?
I can tell you right now, no, it wouldn't, because I'm not in that moment anymore. All I have is the memory of it. And the memory is, you know, amazing.
You'll never be able to watch Star Wars for the first time.
Exactly.
Yep.
That's exactly right. You'll never be able to see it again for the first time.
And anytime now that I watch it and it's not what I saw originally, I hate it just a little bit more. I'm like, why do I watch this? Why did I spend the money and buy this on Blu-ray?
Well, that's your problem.
Knowing.
It doesn't make it a bad movie.
Well, he bought it because he loves the property.
Yeah.
I'll buy anything, you know, Star Wars that I want, like movie related. I'll get it.
I mean, does Ghost Anakin Skywalker at the end of Episode 3 really make you that
angry?
It's the
end of Episode 6.
Or 6,
yes,
it does.
Because there was an actor that played that part. In 1983, when Jedi came out, and then George Lucas just erased him. Now, he had been that part for years, and then all of a sudden now
he's not.
Hayden comes along. He's like, "Well, I'm going to take over."
Hayden Christensen,
the worst casting decisions I've ever seen.
Did you ever see the guy that auditioned for it that looked exactly like Mark Hamill?
No.
And they passed on him and went with Hayden Christensen.
What?
Yeah, there's footage of the casting, like footage.
I think that was one of the worst parts of the new trilogy to me, was like the chemistry between him and Natalie Portman, because it didn't exist.
Well, him and Ewan McGregor. He can't act. He is like a wooden doll. You just set him there and you're like, okay, move your arm like this, Hayden.
I do love though that Ewan McGregor has like really become Qui-Gon Jinn. You know, like, I think he's good for that character. He does the voice on... You don't think so? You don't think he's good as Qui-Gon?
Wait,
he's Obi-Wan Kenobi.
That's why I was like,
Obi-Wan Kenobi.
I was like, Liam Neeson?
Yeah.
We'll forgive you.
Yeah, okay.
That's why I was like...
Matt's just shaking his head.
I was like, wow, Matt really does not like Ewan McGregor.
I love Ewan McGregor.
Stupid.
I think it's okay. So what about some newer properties that we're getting out of Star Wars? What do you guys think about, like, Star Wars Rebels as compared to the Clone Wars and some of the other stuff that they're planning on doing?
I've not seen Rebels, and I haven't seen the last two seasons of Clone Wars.
Well, Matt and I were talking about... Logan, were you talking about Rebels?
Or Clone
it was me.
Yeah, the animation's pretty bad.
The animation is poor.
But the storyline. Are you talking about Clone Wars?
Rebels. We're talking about Rebels.
I'll step back from this.
I mean, the animation for Rebels is worse than the last seasons of Clone Wars.
Hey, do you remember what the animations on Reboot was like?
Yes.
It's kind of like that. but a little more not colorful.
Smoother textures, yeah. But...
Hey, they're rebooting.
Are they rebooting?
A reboot.
Is it going to be called reboot?
I don't know. Because
I would love that.
Probably not. But yeah, the animation's bad.
Boot, and reboot. We're in a boat.
And his brother, Daryl.
Daryl Dixon.
Hey.
We going to talk about Walking Dead?
No, we're not.
No. Okay.
I forgot you can't read.
Nobody watches that
so,
show.
So what do you think?
It's Walking Dead.
Do you think that the new trilogy is going to be better for Star Wars fans as a whole or not?
I think they're still going to be super inflamed by it.
Yeah, it's never going to make anybody happy.
I think it's going to be a good thing, and people are going to enjoy it, and this is a new generation of people, new generation of Star Wars movies.
See,
it's going to pull in.
You've hit the nail on the head. This is not for... I don't really think these movies are for hardcore fans. Because
there's going to be things in it for hardcore fans,
yes.
And there's going to be things in it to appeal to
well,
new,
yeah, I can name you three. Mark Hamill, Carrie Fisher, and Harrison Ford.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah.
Because
that's where I'm going.
Yeah, me too. They're looking at this as a way they can market the ways that Disney can market their other series and toys and merchandise.
I really feel like that this movie, though, is going to be mainly geared to the people who were children when they watched 1, 2, and 3, and that is their magic.
I hope so.
And then they watch the remastered versions of 4, 5, and 6. As they grew up, they found the older ones, and yeah. I think it's going to like lean towards 4, 5.
You're
and
probably
six.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's going to crush me, but you're probably right. I mean, because Disney pretty much has done no wrong since they've become you know the big three with Disney and Marvel and Star Wars. So
I have a lot of beef with Disney, but that's not a different thing.
Oh, okay, cool.
I think they've got a good thing going, and it's I'm excited to see what happens.
I don't know. It's J.J. Abrams. I don't think it's going to be bad.
They wouldn't do it if it was bad. I mean, if it's...
Yeah, they would.
Yeah, they would.
No, they wouldn't.
I don't think it's going to have like Marvel-level success, though. I don't see that.
It's going to have...
It's Star Wars.
Yeah, that's the reason it's going to have success. Just because
it's going to make Wars. $1 billion.
Yeah.
I mean, well, hands down, they paid $4.5 billion for the property. They've got $1 billion coming towards them. December 2015.
Yeah.
So yeah, next year they're going to make $1 billion. Yeah. That's just hands down. That's going to happen.
I could license a bag of charcoal as Empire charcoal, like with the symbols
billion
on it,
dollars.
Make $1 billion. Like
we should do that.
We should do that right now.
That's a great idea.
Sell it to them. We've been doing this for years, Disney.
The dark side coal.
The dark coal. All right, we want to hear from you over at JusticeGeeks.com. Star Wars, The Force Awakens. Have you been awakened by the Force? Are you ready to go see this film? The Force.
It's go like to the Force. I tell you, the Force.
It's like if the Force acquired a Porsche. The Force.
No, then it would be the Forsha.
The Force. A Force-powered Porsche.
Could you just play the sad Price is Right right now for
bum,
that?
Bum, bum, bum.
There we go.
That's right, Rickrus. All right, we're going to pause, take a small break, and we'll be back in just a second and talk about some music. You can listen to the Just Us Geeks podcast on Stitcher Radio. Listen to us on your iPhone, Android phone, Kindle Fire, and other devices with Stitcher. Find it free in your app store or at Stitcher.com. When you register, register with the promo code JustUsGeeks. You can also register with Facebook so you can comment about our show right on the app. On demand and on the go, anytime and anywhere, now even without Wi-Fi or a cellular connection, Stitcher Radio, Stitcher.com. So, Matt, what are you listening to? Not what this is.
Actually, what this is.
Oh, you have been.
I've been listening to
so,
a lot of this. Group Love.
It is Group Love. So, the last couple of weeks, we've kind of done what everybody else knows about, but not Matt. So, Matt knows about one
but
thing.
But I don't really know about much. So.
No. Okay, it's fine. So, I thought it would be a great opportunity for us to talk about some of our favorite music. We like to listen to on any given day. So, Matt, What's some of your favorite tunes, man?
Well, this song you're listening to right now is Group Love. It's a group out of New York. They're really good. I just discovered them a couple of months ago.
Yeah.
And their most recent album called Spreading Rumors. Really good. Really good stuff.
How much of an impact has music played in your life?
Quite a bit. It's gotten it's kind of like my quiet place I go to.
It's what you geek out about.
It is kind of what I geek out about. It's it helps me spiritually. You know, I feel like music is very powerful in that respect. It can
help you there. What type of music do you like the most?
I can't really. There's
put your finger on one.
I can't really pigeonhole myself into one genre. Just whatever.
Always answer this
question. Whatever appeals to me.
Always answer this question.
It depends on what mood I'm in, really.
Right. I always answer the question as anything but country and like new rap.
Well, there's some older country that's really good.
Like what? And,
you know, like Garth Brooks, Alan Jackson,
Conway Twitty.
Ladies and gentlemen. Conway Twitty.
There's a lot of good country.
Occasionally, like George Strait.
The stuff
Strait.
That comes out now is like this bro country. Is
it's Florida pop Georgia Line?
It's terrible. Yeah. Exactly. It's terrible.
Those guys could not find each other in a Walmart if you were giving them a map. I mean, they couldn't. They're so dumb. Great. We just started a war with Florida Georgia Line. All right.
They're terrible. It's okay.
They're terrible. There's no fun on their buns.
They know they're terrible.
Yeah, they take all the fun out of my buns.
They're getting paid. It's fine.
Yeah, it's fine. Logan, what about you? What type of music do you like the most?
Oh, geez. You guys always laugh at me when I talk about my music, though.
No, we don't.
Yeah, you do.
Like what?
When I'm like, I enjoy Fall Out Boy and Panic at the Disco.
Panic the Disco is awesome.
Panic is good.
Yeah.
No, I love Panic the Disco.
Notice how we all stayed away from Fall Out Boy.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm glad you guys didn't touch that one.
I'm going to forget that you talked about Fall Out Boy.
Kind of like that time.
And they discovered Panic at the Disco.
Yeah.
Kind of like that time you were like, hey, you remember when everybody used to watch Single Out for Chris Hardwick and not Gina McCarthy and Carmen Electra? Chris Hardwick is awesome.
Panic at the Disco.
Actually, some of Fall Out Boy's new stuff is pretty good.
Yeah, I love Save Rock and Roll. Go listen to that album.
It's pretty good.
It's really, really good.
James, what about you?
Well, I'm going to go with my number one band has always been The Offspring.
Yeah.
Huge Offspring fan. But... number two band is replaced Blink-182. I'm still a big Blink fan, but
they're not doing anything now. Are they doing
anything?
Yeah,
they're still doing stuff.
Really?
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
I've
well, why don't you take off your pants and jacket?
Maybe I will.
You tried to do that before we started.
Yeah, I did.
Are they touring? They're doing an album.
I think they're working on an album right now. Not 100% sure, but I think they are. But no, a band that Matt Wood introduced me to. How long ago? When would we meet? Like 10 years ago?
I don't know what band you're talking
Alkaline
about.
Alkaline Trio, sir. You introduced me to Alkaline
like
Trio.
2004?
Like in 2000, 10 years ago, you introduced me to Alkaline Trio, and I have every album. I listen to them constantly. Me and you, we Facebook message each other lyrics. It's really
Alkaline
weird.
Alkaline Trio. I don't know if they're good.
They're a really good band.
What genre would they fall
they're
under?
From Chicago. It's like
Chicago punk or something.
Like
I don't
Chicago.
Know.
Chicago. It's like a,
who would you compare them to?
Nobody. Like, I mean, I can't compare
that's
them to
the,
anybody.
That's why. That's the bands that I like the most. Like you guys will probably laugh, and I'm sure a lot of people do. But one of my favorite bands is Neon Trees. Like, there's not anybody else out there that has a sound like them.
Yeah.
One of my favorite new band. I'm really into like music that's on now, mainly for this. Like, I try to stay on top of it. This new group out now called the Griswolds. That's one of the reasons I was like, uh huh. Yeah.
That's a great name.
It's a great name.
Do they have a Christmas album?
No, but I bet they will at some point.
They haven't been around long enough to have a Christmas album.
But keep talking. I'll let you hear some Griswolds.
Yeah, pull up some Griswolds.
I will. It's fun. Let's see. What type of music do you like the least, Matt? Go.
The least.
Oh God.
I like all of it.
You really
do. At least a little bit. probably smooth jazz.
Well, you can get out.
You just get out.
Put your cigar out and leave your bourbon.
Probably, yeah, that's the least likely for me to get into.
Here's a little here's a little Griswolds. Beware the Dog is the name of the song.
We used to go.
Nope. Where
no one dared to go.
No? Not liking it? It's fun.
Is this a commercial for Atlantis Resorts?
You're a commercial for Atlantis
Resorts.
I want
to go on vacation.
It takes like 15 seconds. I dig that.
I'm not like,
it's good.
Yeah.
I like it a lot.
I'm going to have to disagree with Matt and say, like, yeah, it's pretty good.
It's kind of catchy.
I need more than that. I would need like.
We'll give you more than that.
Give me more.
See, I'm of the belief, and I think it's because we're so close to Nashville, because I keep up with it. Like, some of the most obscure people that you would not imagine on earth play like the Ryman or the War Memorial Auditorium in Nashville. Not long ago, like Neon Trees came through town and they played the Ryman. They played an all acoustic set at the Ryman. Tickets were like $10. Yeah. How ridiculous is that? I mean, I think that there's a lot of like mainstream music out there right now that is just garbage. Let's be honest. Our friends, Tim and Carson from I Heard That Was Good, which celebrated the 100th episode of their podcast today, as a matter of fact. Congrats, guys, again. They're top 40 radio DJs, so they're always in some of the most popular music that there is. So Carson said on his Twitter, can somebody go check on Ariana Grande and Iggy Azalea? I just heard a song that didn't feature them. It's pretty true. Like, you know, sometimes there's a lot of music out that's really heavy on a lot of stuff, and I just like, I don't think that's music. Like, I saw Iggy Azalea on SNL a couple weeks ago and was like,
who is Iggy Azalea?
She did Tacky, or not Tacky, that's the Weird Al version. She did Fancy.
I've never heard of it. I don't know who the other one is either. I've never heard any of her songs.
Ariana Grande? Yeah, she was on Nickelodeon as a star for a long time.
Okay, because I watch Nickelodeon.
I watch Dan Snyder shows. They're really funny.
I still don't know who Ariana Grande is.
Yeah, I don't either.
Yeah, so
apparently their music is terrible.
It's not great. I mean, it's not great at all.
But it's what kids are listening to, and it's what makes money. And
if what you mean by kids is like 16 to 20
teenagers,
year olds have no brains, like it's just goop leaking out their ears, I think.
No brains, but a lot of disposable income.
But to them, it sounds good, and they pay money for it.
No, it's their parents' disposable income.
I don't know, like Nicki Minaj, she just doesn't sound good to me. I just like...
But people love it.
I know. I don't really understand.
Like, I could listen to her talk all day.
Nicki Minaj?
I actually do like her voice. I don't like her songs, but her voice is nice.
She just talks in her songs.
She's fun to listen to. She is fun to listen to. She's intriguing.
She's crazy.
Yeah, she is
crazy. She's totally crazy.
She's just like Tom Cruise. He's crazy, but you watch his movies because they're good.
She's not anything at all like Tom Cruise.
I'm just saying, they're both crazy.
How dare you?
I was just comparing crazy.
Crazy on crazy.
You can't compare crazies.
Cruise wins that crazy bout.
Does
I guarantee.
He?
Oh, yeah.
Tom Cruise is more crazy than Nicki Minaj.
He will jump on Nicki Minaj's couch any day.
Yeah, he would.
I probably would, too, but that's a different story. Right. I mean, I've seen the Anaconda video. I'm not going to lie. But I just think that, like, for instance, this... Like, the episode following Iggy Azalea on SNL... was this week's Chris Rock episode. Chris Rock was a host of SNL, and Prince was the musical guest. He did an 8-minute set, and I was like, oh my God, I forgot that I love Prince so much. Like, there's real music still out there being made.
Oh, yeah.
And then there's this crap.
I don't think you can say that's not real music, because, I mean, there are artists out there, like, giving themselves to this still. I mean, you can't discredit
I don't think
efforts.
They're giving themselves. I think they're just making money because they look a certain way. Have you seen Prince lately?
Have you seen Iggy Azalea?
Yeah, I have.
I mean,
it has to be relevant to the time period. It's what kids are listening to. Yeah. What they like.
I guess the artists
are talking about things that they like, and they're going to pay money for it. And they're going.
Josh, you know what you sound like?
What?
You sound like that old man sitting at the bar like, I remember when we listened to the bopping music at the soda shop.
Let's get to Billy Joel now.
I remember smooth jazz.
Hey, ain't nothing wrong with Billy Joel.
I love Billy Joel. I tried to do some Billy Joel the other night karaoke. Nobody would do it with me.
So, if I'd have been in town, I'd have done it.
I know you would have. So here's the question.
Shut up.
What
Sing
are your,
us a song, you're the piano fan.
What are your top five favorite songs? Now, I don't want a top five list of my top five Christmas songs, my top five feel-good songs. I want your top five favorite songs. Matt would go first.
Oh, my God.
I saw how painful it was for you, so.
Can I give you my top five right now?
Your top five right now is fine because I know they change. Yeah,
because there's billions of songs out there that I would have to think for days on the top five.
So top five right now.
Top five right now. I'm With You, Group Love. You heard them earlier. Mm-hmm. That's a good one. That's track one on their new album. Dirty Paws, Of Monsters and Men.
Oh, Of Monsters and Men are
love
great.
Love them. They have a new. They're recording a new album right now.
I didn't know that. That's good.
They are. It's good. Contact, Daft Punk.
Daft Punk definitely
That's
should
in
be on
a
list.
Sony PlayStation commercial.
I'm not surprised. Yeah, I'm not surprised.
It's good.
So is that five or four?
That's three.
Three,
actually. I should have said five. Yeah, that's five.
No,
that's
it's
five.
Three. Two more.
That's five. Oats in the Water, Ben Howard.
Good choice.
You like Ben?
I like Ben.
Yeah, he's good. Walking Dead, I discovered him mm-hmm. on that season four episode. Mm-hmm. It's probably a terrible episode, but...
The music was good.
The music was good at the end of it. I was like, hey, that's good. I'm going to look that up. Oh, that's four.
And Nickelback. All right, James.
Nickelback, you got it.
Oh, God. Okay. This is so hard.
You know what? I'll just let you do a top three.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, so I have to do a five. That's great.
Let's see. The American Scream by Alkaline Trio.
Nice.
It's a really good song.
You got to have one go-to song. Do you have one go-to song, Matt?
One go-to song? It depends on what I'm about to do.
You know what I'm asking. What's your go-to song? You need to get pumped up.
Beautiful People, Marilyn Manson.
That's an excellent choice.
Okay. Yeah.
So, James, your top five.
I thought you said three.
Man, let's make it four.
Okay.
We'll compromise at five. Right. Continue.
I Dug My Grave and Walked Away by Mass Undergrow.
Nice.
That was a song at the end of the end credits of Tucker and Dale versus Evil. It's a really
great
catchy
movie.
Song that ended a really great movie.
Good movie.
Let's see. What else do I got here? Do we need to bleep this?
What is it?
It's
hold on. Continue.
No.
Oh, hold on. Okay, go for it.
It's No Reason Boner.
No, that was because of the boner.
By Ninja Sex Party.
It's fine.
I didn't know if we could use the word boner or not.
Why can't you just use normal songs?
It's fun on a bun. We'll do whatever we want.
<It's all
right>. Why can't you just use songs that don't have bad words in them?
What? Why do I have to do this? Music's not my thing.
Because Matt had to do Star Wars.
I gave you my three.
Okay,
I gave you three.
Logan, what about you? Top five.
Oh, geez.
Oh, geez, guys. Top
Jimmy
five.
Buffett. No, not
Margaritaville. Yeah.
Is it because of the Hawaiian shirts?
Michael
guys?
Jackson's Thriller.
You look like
Logan,
a Jimmy Buffett fan.
Logan and I did Margaritaville the other night at karaoke, followed up by Matt and I doing Billy Jean.
Which was great.
It was amazing.
And if you missed it, you missed out.
He did. The moves were great.
Like, hey, did this, that.
Woo! He did. It was perfect.
I danced. It was wonderful.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Loved it.
Oh,
continue.
I missed it.
Logan.
I guess my number one song, it's kind of my go-to. Fall Out Boy, the song 27 from their album Follet A Deux.
Yeah.
It's a
what a
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, you guys don't.
What a dude.
Follet A Deux.
Homme le deux fromage.
What year was that album?
Something.
Logan just makes noise. Ooh, I do.
I just listen to the songs.
when I listen to a band, I want to know where they came from. I want to know what year they wrote this song. I want to know
what everything. They had for dinner that night.
Not necessarily,
Matt, but if it's available, I want
to
know.
Matt's going through their stool.
It's interesting to learn where this music came from.
It's a lot of fiber in here. Something hard has come out of that. Continue, Logan.
Good night, ladies and gentlemen.
Not yet. Continue, Logan.
This is chaos.
Oh, gosh. Number two, I guess, would be Panic at the Disco. There's a good reason these tables are numbered, honey. You just haven't thought of it yet.
Yes.
I like that.
That's a good choice.
Great album.
Yeah, that's probably my favorite album to this day still. Number three is going to be Margaritaville by Jimmy Buffett.
For real, though? Is it for real, Margaritaville? Or?
No.
That's a good song. I'm just, you know, whatever.
Yeah. What about Aidsburger in Paradise? Do you like that one?
No.
I was in Florida and I saw these people partying on the beach at like 2 in the morning.
And you walked up and was like, are you Jimmy Buffett?
They were listening to Jimmy Buffett and they had a cooler that had...
Pop tops and flip flops.
That had beer and stuff in it. And it was a stereo. It was a stereo / cooler. And it was probably the greatest thing I've ever seen in my life.
And you said, what world are you from?
Yeah, I was like,
are you guys from Mars?
What is this sorcery? I don't know. But it was great.
Continue.
Number three, I guess, it's from an anime soundtrack. It's the song No Limit by Eclipse. It's from the anime Basquash, which is about giant robots playing basketball.
Sports ball.
Yeah, it's
your
it's,
brother and you and your basketball anime. That, I swear.
It's a really good robot show. I mean.
Okay, continue.
Four. I'm going to put Margaritaville, Jimmy Buffett, as number four.
It's going in there.
It's there.
Okay.
It's there.
You got to use it.
And then number five is kind of my floating slot, I guess, mm-hmm. that I'll just swap out right now.
Margaritaville 2.
It's Shake It Off by Taylor Swift.
Wait, what?
Wow.
Yeah. I just like listening to that.
This is awesome that he's you know, Taylor Swift in it.
Tadolf Swindler.
I kind of, Logan. I'll just be honest.
If you like something, you like it, and you tell everybody about it.
Logan, I
tell the world.
Logan, I kind of feel like we just need to do this. So, continue talking.
Don't let him judge you.
I'm not judging you. Because it's fine for you to like Hanson.
Is this Mbop? Yeah. Because I don't listen to that.
One of the former founders of the Justice Geeks podcast was
a member of Hanson.
No.
Hanson's terrible.
I have a weird Hanson story to tell you later that I cannot tell on air.
That's creepy.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Taylor Hanson.
So
Taylor
Swift.
Yeah, Taylor Swift, Shake It Off right now. That's
here we go.
Is that on her new album? No. Is that a new?
Yeah,
album?
It's her new thing. Her new single that's on the radio all the time.
You know, she sounds so much different.
Is it that
when
good?
It's
she sounds so much different when she talks.
It's catchy.
Yeah.
No.
Sorry.
No.
Who cares?
It's about the Taylor Swift
song. It's terrible.
Here we go. Hey, here we go.
Mm-bop, dip, dop, dip, dop, dip, dop, ba, do, yeah.
That's enough. All right, so.
I had to get it on the
it'll get you every single time. All right, so here, I'm gonna give you whatever number I feel like because I'm the one running the show.
Sure. You're the host. Do what you want.
I don't have them in any particular order. These are just songs that this is a mixture of songs that I really like right now and songs that I like of all time. JTR by the Dave Matthews Band, really freaking good song. Houdini by Foster the People. Let's see. Let's go with Take Me to Church by Hozier. Very good. That was what? Three or four? I don't know.
That was three.
PYT by Michael Jackson.
I love you.
PYT, pretty young thing. You need some.
Only one of the list I know so far.
Yeah, it's fine.
That was good.
And I'll do one more. I'll do. This is tough. I'll do My Number by Foles. So you should check those songs out.
There you go.
Yeah.
We'll do that. immediately after Foles. This podcast.
Yeah, we'll do it. Oh, we'll do it. We're done here in a minute. Foles. Yep, they're new.
F-O-L-E-S?
F-O-A-L-S.
F-O-A-L-S?
Fowls. Yeah.
Like horses.
Like baby Fowls. Horses.
Yeah.
Baby horses.
Yeah, it's,
okay.
It's good.
Fowls.
Fowls. It's fine. I'll turn Mbop back on. Don't make me do
please
it.
Please don't do that.
Okay. Please don't.
Please do.
Did it once.
Thank you.
Nope.
No, I tell you what I will turn on.
What
though.
Year was that? 1996?
I don't know.
7? 8?
Not long enough. okay, so we want to hear from you over at JusticeGeeks.com. What are your top 5 favorite songs? Let's. We want to know what kind of music you listen to, because we don't ever really talk about that too much. That's going to change. So let's hear some of your favorite tunes over at Twitter at JusticeGeeks, or as always over at the website. So there we go, Logan.
Yes.
It's that time.
Oh, it's Game of the Week time.
Is it Game of the Week time?
I love the Game of the Week.
Game of the Week.
Logan Barnes, what is the Justice Geeks Game of the Week this week?
This week's Justice Geeks Game of the Week is a little indie title called Mount Your Friends.
You know, let me just say this. When you said this at dinner, I was like, no way.
Wait.
Then you showed me the screenshot of it, and I was like, it's exactly what I thought it was going to be, so it's fine. So tell us about Mount Your Friends.
Mount Your Friends is a minigame style game where you play as a team of
friends.
Athletes. And your objective is to climb over and build a tower using these Speedo-clad large men. And you start on a goat is the base of this tower, and you climb up the goat.
Oh, but of course you do.
And then you climb up each other, and you have like 30 seconds or 60 seconds to get to the top of the tower each time and set a new high. And then your friend comes along and has to climb the tower and set a new high position too. And that's just the base competitive
game.
So
what can you play this on?
You can play this on Steam or Xbox 360.
And how much is it going to set you back?
On Steam, I think it is $3.
All right.
Yeah,
$3.
It's pretty cheap. I'm not sure about the Xbox price.
If you have the means, I definitely recommend it.
The game is really fun. You can get a group of people together and just laugh at
each other.
The Speedos have physics. I'm just going to say that.
Yeah. Speedo physics.
And and there are a bunch of different game modes. There's like one where you can build a horizontal bridge of scantily clad muscle men, and then there are races to see how far you can move your guy in a certain amount of time.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll have to bring it over, and we'll have to play some sometime.
Okay.
I'm down for that.
I will move my friends with you at some point in time. So
you mount your friends.
Oh, well, yeah, that too. Whatever. It's fine.
We'll just do it.
There is a safe for work mode that puts the guys in business suits instead of Speedos.
Oh. Really?
Yeah. They still keep their headbands and mustaches and stuff. It's great.
They have their headbands and...
Strong, independent woman. And I don't need no man.
Says
business
it all.
Business numbers.
Yeah, that's fine. So we'll do that. We need screenshots for the website.
I can produce some.
You should do a review of that. That'd be great. And by the way, you can always check out Logan's reviews over at JusticeGeeks.com. His latest review of Freedom Wars is up, so go check that out, as well as The Evil Within. And you're working on Call of Duty right now, huh?
Call of Duty Advanced Warfare, yes.
Yeah, so next Woo! Week, make sure you check out
Call
the
Call of Duty.
Yeah, it's going to be good. Now it's time for That's My Jam.
That's My Jam.
I feel like I've heard this before.
Just like once.
I've never heard this before in my life.
James Stratton, what's your jam of the week this week?
I am stealing your jam from a couple of weeks ago and going with my brand new iPhone 6 Plus 128 gigs. Space gray.
Yeah, it's so sweet.
It is a great piece of machinery.
Yeah, it is. It's a
good
phone.
Love it.
You'll never want another phone. Except for the next one that they put out.
Yeah, the iPhone 7 Plus.
7 Plus, yeah, that's right. Logan, what about you? What's your jam of the week?
Well, I'm not like you Rockefellers and can't just plop down on iPhone 6s. I can eat all the French toast I want, though.
Woo, French toast.
Is French toast your jam?
No, it's not
with
my jam of the week.
With a little jam on it?
No, my jam of the week actually is Freedom Wars. It's an amazing game. I can't put it down. I'm having a hard time.
It looks pretty great.
Yeah, it's awesome.
You wrote a review for it.
I did. You can check out that review. review on JusticeGeeks.com.
That's right.
No Matt, way.
Yeah. Matt, what about you? What's your jam of the week?
My jam of the week, I'm a new 3DS owner, and I just picked up Fire Emblem Awakening.
Wait, whoa, whoa, whoa. But you've had a 3DS.
When I say new, I mean like within the past 6 months.
Oh.
That's not new.
That's not new.
To me, that's new.
But so you're playing Fire Emblem.
I'm playing Fire Emblem for the first time. This is my first foray into the Fire Emblem universe, and it's
most of America's first time.
Is it? It's really hard.
And I've got it's really cool. It's probably the best game I've played on my 3DS. I'm excited. I love Smash.
Let me say this.
Love Smash.
Brandon Smith beat that game.
Which one?
Fire Emblem.
Oh yeah?
Yeah. Have you played Fire Emblem?
Yeah, I've beaten Fire Emblem.
Goes back to my comment that I told you the other night. When,
but it's a good game, and I'm playing on the. I'm playing on classic mode. People die, they die.
Right. Yeah. That's
because fine. That makes. I mentioned that on one of the other episodes is Diablo.
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 The hardcore mode. If you die in the game, it's
you die in real life.
Forever. Yeah.
Die, yeah, die in the game.
Yeah, your characters die in Fire Emblem. They're dead. They're
yeah,
gone.
You're matrixed. Yeah, it's fine.
It's cool.
My jam of the week is, like I said earlier, our friends Tim and Carson from the I Heard That Was Good podcast. Make sure you go check out their show over at iheardthatwasgood.com. We're going to have them on our show very soon. They'll be featured over at JusticeGeeks.com. Super good guys. Movie reviews. They talk about a lot of great stuff. They just celebrated their 100th episode. So, again, gents, congrats. We're looking forward to 100 more. You can check them out at iheardthatwasgood.com or over at Twitter at iheardthatwasgd. So, friends of the show, friends of ours, go check them out. I heard that was good. Now it's time for apps of the week. Logan, perhaps you've stumbled upon the telephone app on your iPhone for apps of the week.
No, guys. My app of the week is going to blow you away.
What is it?
Mozzarella sticks.
What? No.
Mozzarella sticks are the best app that you can get at any restaurant.
He's talking about a Cafe Mike.
Appetizers of the week.
I thought that's what we've been talking about.
I really thought that.
Can we do an appetizers of the week?
Well, we're fat, so except for you, you can't do an appetizers of the week. You have to do technology based.
I'll do a technology app of the week, and you guys can do appetizers of the week.
No, let's do real appetizers of the week. So, cheese sticks are yours, James. What about you? What's your favorite appetizer?
I really dug the fried mushrooms we had tonight for dinner.
Pretty good.
They were good.
Logan, what about you? Or Matt, what about you? What's your favorite appetizer?
Appetizers. Oh, God, those mushrooms. Tonight.
Really?
They were good, man.
They were good.
Did we not give you any?
I had some.
Okay.
They were good.
If I'm gonna
Did you try the mushrooms? They were amazing.
You should try the mushrooms.
We should fry some of those. I'm gonna just say that like buffalo wings are an appetizer.
They are really
good. My question.
Good.
Yeah. But with the popularity of Buffalo Wild Wings, have they moved out of appetizer zone? Are they in meal zone yet?
They are in meal zone because you can eat a metric ton of them now.
Yep.
For whatever.
$20.
Yeah.
Back in my day when Buffalo Wings were an appetizer.
Buffalo Wild Wings?
Yeah.
B-dubs, I've been there sir.
Once. Yeah, we should go to B-dubs.
I've been there once.
You've only been to B-dubs once?
Yeah. They have like
I did the trivia, though.
Oh, nobody cares about the trivia.
That's the full experience. That's why I want to go.
No, it's not.
That's why I want to go to do the trivia.
Going to B-dubs and sitting around with your friends, watching the game, having a thing.
Eating so much chicken that you can't get up.
And getting the dessert nachos.
Oh, those are good.
Eating the ghost
dessert
pepper wings.
Nachos?
Dessert nachos.
Tell me about the dessert nachos.
Well, there's beans and ice cream.
Are they vanilla beans at least?
Yes.
Yeah.
Refried vanilla bean ice cream.
Okay, can we do real apps of the week?
Yeah, go do your real apps. What Duck Dynasty crap do you have for us this week?
I don't
week?
Really have a real app of the week. I was banking on mushrooms.
Okay, so there's no real technology-based apps this week. It's fine.
Oh, this is the best one.
You were banking on mushrooms.
Banking on the mushrooms. Don't you always bank on the mushrooms?
Tonight I did.
You know, that's a little excessive, but that's fine.
Can you just call this episode Banging on Mushrooms?
No, we're it's Fun on a Bun.
Fun on a Bun.
I already have it visualized in my mind. It's fine.
You got it.
You don't get
it.
The little picture will be a hamburger bun.
You got it, but really my app of the week is my music app because I got a...
Now he's going to restart the music.
You don't have to restart the music. I got a...
We went through the whole thing?
You play a song. You play a song on your app on your phone.
And it plays it.
And it... Yeah, it plays it.
It plays it.
Which is awesome. And it also, if you...
You're an idiot. You're just talking about things that we already know.
No. It's a...
What is the app called?
It's an update. It's music. Not really an app. Music. It's
not really an app. So.
It's some stupid Android thing.
So you play a song and then turns your lock screen into the album cover. Boom.
It's called Spotify.
It's called
Spotify
iPhones have done that forever.
Yeah,
my phone just started doing that, so I'm excited about it.
Oh, wow. Good for you. Welcome to 2010.
Well, I have a Galaxy S3, so that's why I don't download apps.
Or anything else, because your phone will explode. Yeah, because literally, your battery dies walking from the house to the car.
I can get about a day out of it.
No, you can't.
Yeah, I can.
I can get 3 days out of this.
Yes, sir, you can.
3 days?
Three days.
It's awesome.
Yes.
You're a liar.
No, he's not.
I charged it this morning. I'm only down to like 70% right
now.
No way.
Yeah. Yes. As much as you've used your new iPhone 6.
I need to go back and amend one of my songs. I need to take out whatever that last thing was I said, and I need to put Hey Ya by Outkast in there.
Do it, please.
I got to thinking about that, so that's yeah, what's cooler than cool? That's
right. Shake it.
Ice cold, baby. It. All right, that'll about do it for episode 137 of the Justice Geeks podcast. Thanks for hanging out with us for Fun on a Bun. Make sure you keep checking out JusticeGeeks.com for your daily dose of everything geek, from tech to Transformers, TV, music, video games, and more. You can find it all now twice a day over at JusticeGeeks.com. That's right, we have new content for you every single day. Make sure you keep checking us out. You've been doing it a lot this year. Keep hanging with us. Over 3 million website hits for the year.
3 million?
3 million? Million?
That's over 9,000.
It's over 9,000!
That's nice. So keep checking us out. We got some big announcements coming up. We can't talk about them yet. So.
Get excited, people.
We're going to build up the suspense a little.
And so you guys all know, like, during the holidays, we're going to do holidays-y type things. But that's coming too, so... Always look forward to Just Us Geeks Christmas. That's always good stuff.
I got
to spoil it. Matt's getting a treehouse.
I'm getting a treehouse for Christmas.
Oh, she's putting you outside.
Yeah, she's putting you outside.
That way it's easier for us to come in while you're outside.
Better outside, yeah. I'm more available.
You live in Josh's basement anyway, so it doesn't matter.
I do.
That's not a real tree. That's just a ficus.
In my mind, it's a tree.
A ficus house.
It's a big happy tree. It's the only thing that makes me smile. Matthew is laughing.
You know what makes me smile? Quad Caleb fighting on Smash Brothers.
Oh, my God. I'm still playing Smash Brothers.
Me? I'm still playing Smash Brothers.
Still played it.
Do we all have our samurai armor?
Yeah, but I don't have my DS with me.
No, I don't. I still don't have the samurai armor.
Really?
I can't find it.
We can't do Samurai Caleb.
You don't have to find it. It just has to find you.
I know, and it's not finding me.
If you look for it, it'll never come.
Yeah.
Be patient. And the right samurai armor will come to you.
Yeah.
What do I need to do?
Sign up.
Not think about it. You have to not think about it and not be like, I got to find this samurai armor. You just got to play. You just got to play and enjoy the game for what it is, and the samurai armor will come to you.
You know, we're going to do Justice Geeks Live soon.
I want to.
Are you dudes ready for that?
I'm ready for that.
I'm ready. I've been ready.
I got my samurai armor
ready
for that.
I've been ready for a live show. Let's do it.
I don't have my samurai armor.
Go to sign up for OKCupidSamuraiArmor.com and you can find all the samurai armor you ever need.
No.
All of it.
No. But I tell you what I will do. I will go to MysterySearch.com.
You know, these
Mystery
guys,
Seeker.
MysterySeeker.com.
These guys were in Oxford like 2 weeks ago.
Were they?
Yeah.
There were a whole bunch of other douchebags in Oxford 2 weeks ago, too. So was nurse practitioner Bo Wallace.
They're good.
Oh,
I've listened. This would be like if you would tell me, or if you would ask me my top five bands ever. This one.
I thought you were going to say something else about Ole Miss. I was going to say that number one guy was like, "Ouch, I hurt my leg."
If we were doing top five bands,
they're good, man.
Brand New would be
they're good.
I love Brand New. James.
Yes.
We're talking about Brand New.
see.
The show's still going.
Oh, I thought we were done.
Well, we are now.
I checked out.
Say goodnight, everybody.
Goodnight, everybody.